Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Cole.
What up?
Turn the SEC mixtape, man.
You talking about Bonzo Show?
Yeah. See what they talking about real quick on these game.
All right, here we go. 4th and 18 for the Tigers. Here's your ball game. Nick Marshall stands in, steps up, going to throw downfield. Just a home run ball, and it is tipped off. And Lewis got it on the second. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score.
SEC Mixtapes, hosted by Bonzo,
the realest coverage in the style.
Because I won't be able to talk, right?
What's up, people? SEC Mixtape, 2017, volume number 2. We talked last Monday, and, I hear G. Willis. I hear G. Willis in his Yeti cup. G, is that you? Is that you, G?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me this time?
I heard you with the Yeti cup. I heard you.
Oh, that's
man. Where, you know we're gonna jump right in, G. You know
Blake,
I know this
man?
Is
where
SEC Blake? Mixtape.
Billy, it is.
Billy Bad. He's not in yet. He's watching Empire. Billy's watching Empire.
Oh,
yeah,
my
I gotta
gosh.
Call him out.
My gosh. My gosh.
Lucius. But we ain't even gonna go there right now. He'll be on soon. But
all right.
Man, the title I know this is SEC Mixtape, but there's a hot topic out there that just can't be avoided right now. And the title of the show today is James Harden is a Savage. James Harden, why you trapping so hard? Now, for everybody who's been under a rock for an entire day, James Harden just got sued. Well, he's getting sued by Moses Malone Jr. for supposedly paying 6 guys $20,000 to whoop his ass.
What?
Outside of a club, the guy. It's an interesting subject. I'll tell you. Let me go back a little bit.
Please,
the guy,
please.
James Harden had a basketball camp, and the price of the basketball camp was like $260. So Moses Malone Jr. tweeted out that James Harden, Hollywood Harden, makes way more money than some other player. But the other player does his camp for free, and James Harden charges $260 for his camp. Way to
okay.
go, Hollywood Harden. You know, he was talking about James Harden, about inner city kids not being able to attend James Harden's camp. And evidently, James Harden took issue with this and had his goons
what
go
that?
Beat the guy up. Yeah, man,
right.
It's you know, for one thing, big ups to James Harden. Big ups to him because if that, I think if I was rich or wealthy like that, I don't think I would really like go out and beat anybody up myself. I would probably like pay somebody to do it. But let's see how that worked out.
Okay.
You Willis?
Yo,
what's going on there, man?
Man, I'm trying to get like you, man. What's the sponsor for tonight?
Oh, who's the sponsor tonight? Oh, there go Billy Bad. Let's bring Billy Bad in.
Yeah,
Billy Bad.
I already know he was lit when I talked to him earlier, so I know he knows the sponsor for tonight. Who's the sponsor?
Billy Bad, who's the sponsor tonight?
Mercedes Benz.
Ooh.
Wow. Speaking of that, the news for today. I'm not. Let me just say this to all the SEC Big State fans. I am not an Alabama fan. But, you know, the Regents tournament is in Birmingham today. I live in Birmingham. I was sitting at the light on 280, and I saw motorcycle police go by. Saw two go by. I saw three go by, and then I saw a Mercedes Benz with Nick Saban in it drinking coffee. I think I was more excited than Bonzo would have been. I was all I turned into a cheerleader. I was like, man, that
Nicky.
And to make it worse, I saw him leaving today. Because, you know, I stay close to the region's tradition. So, you know, I was in and out all day today, you know, working and whatnot. So when I came back this evening, I had my kids in the car. There he was again, going back up 280. I'm like, man, I mean. So I was blessed to know that my son had no idea who Nick Saban was. So that was a blessing. You know, he was like,
I'm
who's
impressed.
Nick Saban? I'm like,
But tell him this, G. Hey, G.
I'm listening. Yo.
Both times you called me 8:30.
Because I know you get a newsletter. You're on the Alabama newsletter. So I know that you need to know that.
Bunzo, both times he called me ASAP. I said, man, are you stalking this man?
Hey, man, look, and that's funny. If y'all, I know y'all don't know G. Willis, but G. Willis is about 6'4". He's about 6'4". He's a big dude, man. So G. Willis, your big ass was hiding behind bushes, stalking these favors. That's why all them damn police is there. Hey, one of them cops was there for you.
Hey, yeah, man. Hey, that's what got me excited was all the police. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm a black man. I see police. I'm either running or going to them. It's no in between. So I saw them and I got excited. So I'm like, yo, man, what's going on?
Hey, man. Hey, did y'all see the interview of Hugh Freeze down there today? Did y'all see
that?
No, I did.
I'm still mad about not being there.
Someone has. You mad?
I think you're on the thumb, Bunzo.
Hey, I told you, man. I told you. Look, they asked him. They said, are you nervous about, you know, the allegations going down the pipe? And he pulled a Sean Spicer. He pulled a Spicer, man. He just walked right off the podium. He didn't say anything. He pulled a Trump, man. He just looked down at the ground and walked away.
Well, that may have been the time they were chugging beer. So he may have left for that. Somebody said beer chug, and he just dipped. So, I mean, that's how it was going down out there today. I mean, so ain't no telling what happened.
No. It's on video. It's on video. He ran.
Yeah, he ran, man. He literally ran. Check it out, man. I retweeted it. Go to Twitter. Check it out, man. But – yeah, he literally ran, man. It's I'm telling you, it's some stuff coming down the pipe over there at Ole Miss. Well, you know, Billy got at me on Twitter after the last show about Jeremy Johnson. So, hey, Billy.
Yes.
William.
Okay.
Yes.
So Billy had a valid point. You had a Tell me, can you explain your point for the people, Billy?
I said that I listened to you two guys. I went back and listened to the show because I wasn't on it in the beginning, and I listened to the part where you was talking about Jeremy Johnson, and you was talking about putting it to bed and this and that. But I listened to it and I really didn't see your side of it because of the fact that these are five-star quarterbacks. These are five-star quarterbacks that leave high school and go to a program, and then the word is they don't know the offense. They dumb. But this is like five quarterbacks that have done that. This is Jeremy Johnson.
Okay.
This is Jason Smith that also went on to junior college and was the number one quarterback coming out of junior college. So he had to know something.
Okay.
But all of a sudden he got to Auburn and didn't know nothing. All right. Then there was Franklin III, which was junior college player of the year that could pass the ball and do everything in college, in junior college, but and in high school, but get to Auburn and don't know nothing but how to run. Then there was Sean White. Sean White could throw the ball 8 yards, you know, and receivers can do the rest. There was Cody Barnes. There were
Cal Frazier.
Woody Barrett. Woody Barrett. That
Cal
was
Frazier.
All,
Woody Barrett.
All
I think
world
Woody Barrett just,
in
yeah,
high school.
Could,
forget the
Woody
arm.
Barrett
and
just
and
left
they say
right?
He need a red shirt. They say he need a red shirt.
Why was Woody Barrett developed? Why can Malik Willis come in and just run amok and out of nowhere? I mean, Woody Barrett was like sought after. I mean, he was known. I mean, I've seen like HBO specials on this dude, and he gets the offense.
Hey, Jay Willis.
Off behind.
G.
Yo.
G.
Yo.
Before you overspeak on the freshman. Let's take a step back to Jeremy Johnson once again, because when he came in, he was the man behind the man,
Mr. Football.
He even played a half a game, where he put up like ungodly numbers, like 240 some yards in the first half of a game that somebody was suspended, and he was given the Heisman Trophy. So let's not get your draws an award over a freshman that came in and showed promise.
Yeah.
Okay.
I blame Bonzo for that,
right,
man.
I'm just putting it in perspective. I'm just playing devil's advocate for you.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I did that on the show, and he overtalked me, man. He made me seem like I was insignificant.
One thing I know about Bonzo, you have to show him facts.
Hey,
you
man,
know, you're not gonna
give
him raw,
man.
Now, Billy Bay,
you're not gonna give him raw facts.
G Willis,
you're not gonna give him raw facts because you're Auburn fan.
Now,
man, he did me bad.
Now, here we
man.
Go.
He did me bad.
Now, I love your facts. Now, Can you? Now, listen,
can I kick it?
Every program, every single program, I can talk about Alabama, Florida State, any major college program has what I would call quarterback exodus. Every last program you look at has it. And just because someone leaves, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily a bad quarterback. It may be someone ahead of them. Now, that's my opinion. So about all the guys leaving and the transfers and stuff, that's how I feel about that. And what I said about Jeremy Johnson is this. I'm saying if you are an elite quarterback, because one thing about quarterback, it takes more than training to be a great quarterback. It takes more than tools to be a great quarterback. At some point, if you're a great quarterback, I think it takes, for lack of a better term, it takes some balls, man. You got to be able to grab the game and do your thing, man, and not be scared.
Hey,
and
hold on,
that's
man.
What
Can
I never saw in Jeremy
no.
Johnson. Wait one second. Let me finish. Wait one second.
Oh, my
And that's,
God.
That's what I'm talking
I'm about to
in Jeremy Johnson. So Cam Newton.
Transfer.
At Auburn. Comes
Transfer.
In. All right.
You go.
Does great. Nick Marshall.
Florida. Transfer.
Nick Marshall.
Transfer.
Did great.
Transfer.
Sean White, when healthy, has done
Trash.
Great.
Trash. Can't throw up 20 yards. He's inconsistent. Come on, bro. You're not factual. It's not making sense. Now, if you want to – okay, I hate Alabama. Let me say this first. I hate them. But at the end of the day, when you had every quarterback on their roster transfer besides the starter at the end of this football season, you know why they left? It had nothing to do with not being developed. It had everything to do with this guy's a freshman and he's the starter. I'll never play. Let me leave. That's why they left. Woody Barrett left because he's trash. He was never developed. He knows he's trash, so he's leaving so he can get coached. That's why he left. Guys come to Auburn at quarterback because they're already developed, and they're just going to do what they do, but they're going to do what they know. You know, he has a playbook for him, no doubt, but he's not developing.
Okay, so I really think we're getting off. I really think y'all misunderstood me. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying that it's
Jeremy Johnson not being an NFL caliber quarterback is not entirely Gus Malzahn's fault or Auburn's program's fault.
Who you want to blame? His mama?
No, he can blame himself.
No,
he can blame himself.
He didn't beat
Sean Phillip. White out for the job. He threw the ball to wide open defensive backs repetitively.
I want to say something, but it ain't gonna sound right. So I need you to stop. I'm about to say something that's not gonna sound right. I'm gonna put it like this: Sean White's parents had more money. Sean White's mom and daddy had more money to send him to camp to get him developed as much as he is today.
That's ridiculous,
G.
That's ridiculous.
That boy out of Montgomery did not have the same opportunity. I pull that card now. I'm gonna play it.
You're wrong. Look at Jeremy Johnson.
I'm not wrong.
Jeremy Johnson actually came from a pretty affluent family. So you might
come on, man.
You might want to check that out.
You talking about the Jeremy Johnson that's from Montgomery?
Jeremy
he
Johnson.
You gotta be talking about somebody.
Jeremy Johnson. Just check it out. Just look into it. Look into it. Jeremy. I just disagree, man. I disagree.
Well, it's two against one, man. I hate to gang up on you, man. Billy actually got quiet then, which was pretty good.
No, I mean, I didn't. I'm listening to y'all because I can't believe you pulled a race card at Auburn. And then I'm just listening to the dumb fact that he's talking about.
Yeah, I pulled a card, man. I got emotional.
The race card?
Sometimes.
Was that the race card?
Yeah,
I thought it was about money.
It was. I even knew it when I said it, man. That's why I said I don't want to say it. Billy picked up on it. He's a mature male. He understood that. But at the end of the day, I didn't want to pull it. But, I mean, it wasn't exactly a race card, but it definitely
so you're
was
saying
knowing that
Sean White. Wait a minute. So you're saying Sean White started over Jeremy Johnson because he's white?
That's definitely not what I said. Billy, did I say that at all?
No, he said he started over because his parents was in a better position to send him to more camps than Jeremy
Johnson. And you said that Billy understood what you said when he said about the race card.
Because
you
missed
the race card.
Because you missed it. No. I announced
it. So is it the race card? Is it the race card or is it not the race
card?
Because if
it's
the race card,
but
race is a black and white thing, correct? Is race a black and white thing?
Now that we about to go down the road we don't need to go down tonight. Let's stick to sports. Because
I mean, with you
being in that equation, we will be there all night. So let's just come off that. Let's detour back to the interstate. We almost
don't
went on
bag
down the road
up,
20.
Man. Don't.
Oh man. Oh, okay. Let me
don't
just say this.
Fish.
It's, I would
you
say
put it
that's
up there.
Not. Okay. Well, let me finish then. It's not about being. It's not racial at all. It is about having the opportunity and the money to fund somebody's dream. Okay, if your son right now, well, I'm not going to say you because both of y'all got plenty of money, but if the average guy's son was like a quarterback and needed that extra, like, did you know that Sean White went into a camp? It was, what kind of camp was it? I'm sure y'all know. And won it, and he came in there as a three-star quarterback. And came out and won the event. Best quarterback.
I believe right now today, Jeremy Johnson has more talent than his pinky toe than Sean White ever would even reach.
I agree to the fullest.
I agree to the fullest as
he
well.
He cannot get it together. And you know what? I have been on the field and I completely lost it. When those lights hit you and you're on that field and it's moving faster than it's at practice, I'm telling you, the world changes. If you don't have the mental capacity to pull it together, to know that the game is different, it's time to step it up, you can definitely lose yourself. And that's what Bonzo always talking about. I'm listening. Go ahead.
But Arby don't even have to say nothing.
What do you mean? Hello?
How hard
I'm listening.
Put up bad guy?
Did he hang up?
No, I'm here.
Dead air. We got dead air right now.
I'm here. No, we don't have dead air. I'm
okay.
Listening. I was listening. I was waiting on Billy said
he was
hard
in mid.
Said Auburn.
He was in mid sentence and just stopped. He mid sentence and stopped.
No, I said when the, you said when the lights come on, you know how it is. I'm like the mascot don't have to say nothing when the lights come on.
I got hey now I get the joke. I get it. Hey man, Sean White is our second string Auburn, so don't disrespect him. If Auburn get hurt, Sean White has a job. At the end of the day.
Man, I just give credit where credit is due. I think
I don't believe that either.
I'll say it like
I
this.
I don't think you do, man. I don't
Jeremy Johnson.
I think you're right along with your coach. I think you cannot evaluate players.
Hey, look. I can't. If I could evaluate players, I would not be talking it on the radio. If I could evaluate
that's,
players
you,
at the
you,
level that needs
that
to be
guy,
evaluated.
Man. You,
if I could evaluate
guy.
Players at the level they should be evaluated, I would not be on radio just like you guys are on radio right now. I would be somewhere making some money for it.
Hey, man, I had a higher calling, man. Don't put me in your stuff. I had a higher calling. Don't put me in your equation. Appreciate it.
What's your boss?
Yeah, the Amber Alert in the Georgia area. White Nissan.
Oh, that's why.
So if you see a white Nissan Maxima, there's the Amber Alert.
I got a white Nissan Maxima. What's my tag number?
I have a white Nissan Maxima too. The license plate number is going to be PBD6016. So all our fans in Georgia, you see a white Nissan Maxima. PBD6016. Call the police.
Hey man, you know, I about to pull the card again, man. Can I say it, man? When them girls got missing in DC, I ain't heard not one Amber Alert, bro. Not Nan Amber Alert. I said it right.
You said what?
When those girls got missing in D.C., within 48 hours, it was like, what, 14, 15 girls? How many Amber Alerts did you hear?
None, but I didn't.
That's another story. Y'all about to get me tonight. I'm almost about to. Hey, Billy, did you do this? Is this your doing?
I don't know.
Is Billy still
I don't
alive?
Know, man.
Not mine.
I don't know.
Not
I think,
mine.
I think it was Sean White. I think it was just Sean White. I said something positive about Sean White. You lost your
hey,
damn
man.
Mind, man.
Hey, man, I'm not against white people, man. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not against them at all. I work with white people all the time. I see them in the street every day. I speak to them. I speak to them daily.
Oh, man.
Daily.
Man.
I speak to them.
Hey, man, somebody need to text you, Willis. Hey. Somebody check G Willis' wife and tell him to give him a hug, man. You need a hug. You need a hug, man. Good.
Hey,
jeez.
Man.
Okay,
hey,
let's move on. Let's move on. We'll fuss
Billy.
About Gus Malzahn.
Yep.
We'll be fussing about him the entire season.
I want to hear about some of the teams we didn't get to discuss on Monday night. I want to hear about Georgia. I want to hear about Florida. I want to hear about Ole Miss. And I want to hear who. I think that was it in South Carolina. Can some? Let's start with Ole Miss. I want to get out on the Bonzo. I know we didn't do it. You ain't got to look back. I want you to just tell me off the dome how you're thinking Ole Miss is going to do this year, and give me your top three players if you can figure out who they are, because we are talking about Ole Miss. So let's see what you get.
Man, I personally think Ole Miss is they're in a world of trouble. However, they're a dangerous team.
How?
But they don't have any depth. They don't have any depth. They're a pretty dangerous
because
team, but they don't have a lot of depth. So what you'll see Ole Miss do, Ole Miss will look similar to what they looked like last year. They'll come out and score a bunch of points real quick, and then they'll fade. They'll always fight to keep that lead. Due to not having any depth.
Again, their starting quarterback, which I shouldn't say again, but we haven't touched on the starting quarterback. He came in late in the year once Andy Kelly, was it Andy Kelly? Am I saying his name right? No, it's not.
Who,
it was the guy. It was a Kelly.
Who are you talking
about? It was Kelly.
Nah,
right, right.
Kelly is gone, man.
Yeah, but I'm saying he was the quarterback.
It's Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah. So when he got hurt, they brought in this other guy. I can remember his number, but not his name.
Shane Patterson. Patterson.
Shea Patterson.
There
man.
You go.
Shea Patterson. Money.
Now, he showed a lot of spurts of greatness, but I don't know what they're going to have around him this year. Ole Miss should still be – they should still shock some teams. But I think this may be the last year because recruiting is definitely hurt because of the scandal that Bonzo keeps reminding us of. And then he keeps walking off podiums because of – and Bonzo just stated the it's definitely going to hurt the depth, and being a Mississippi team anyway, they can't afford not to have those things. I don't know how the Kelly guy, not Kelly, but the new guy, Shea Patterson, is still there. I think he should have transferred a long time ago.
Well,
because
man,
like
you know,
Bonzo said, he does. Bonzo actually made a bet, Billy. I forgot to tell you. Well, you listened to it that. That, not Dan Mullen, I'm sorry. That the coach
Freeze
last throughout the
yeah.
Freeze will be suspended.
Suspended
sometime.
Throughout the season.
He will miss several games this year.
Hey,
so we're gonna
looking
get
at that video t-shirt. Today. Looking at that video today, it's some bubbling. I'm telling you. Looking at that video at the golf tournament, something is up with him.
He didn't have gas. They own his ass. Listen here. They're gonna. Hugh Freeze could possibly be like. It may not be Ole Miss' choice. It may not be their choice to suspend him. It's coming down from the NCAA. And they about to let loose on two schools. The other one's not in the SEC. But Ole Miss and North Carolina are about to get in a lot of trouble.
I don't think they're done with Baylor yet.
No, they're not done with Baylor. I don't think they're done with Baylor either.
It's
but,
some more,
you know, just
it's some more stuff
the
came
show,
out on them today.
I'll go ahead and just get to Ole Miss and some studs. Like I say, they got some good first string players, man. Shea Patterson is their quarterback. He's money, man. Like, he's the closest to Johnny Manziel that I've seen since Johnny Manziel. Well, no, I take that back. Because Lamar Jackson just completely passed Johnny Manziel, in my opinion. He just completely surpassed Johnny Manziel. But Shea Patterson is very Johnny Manziel-like. Very Johnny Manziel, like real mobile, just does some amazing things. He's not easily shooken. The cat just money, man. Jordan Wilkins is their running back. And last year, man, he was a pretty dangerous cat. He was okay, man. You know how Ole Miss runs their offense. He's one of the smaller cats, but Ole Miss is so spread out. They have people spread out all over the field, so. Those little scat backs really do well in their system. Now, what I'm interested in is who's going to replace Evan Engram. Me personally, I think Evan Engram was more vital.
He's not replaceable.
To that system.
He's not replaceable.
You
don't
Chad
have
Kelly.
Guys that play like him. You're not, you
no,
can't
you don't.
Replace him.
You don't have a lot
well,
of guys
you
that
said
play like
who
him.
Was going to replace, you guys said a year ago who was going to replace Treadwell, and it was Evan Engram. So somebody will step
you're
up.
You're right.
No, Evan Engram was
you're
there
right.
last year. Well, even there when Treadwell was there.
I
he
know
did,
that,
actually,
but Treadwell was the focal
that
point.
That's
somebody
true. That's
there
true.
Now that was there with Engram.
Well, I actually had his name the other day. They have a new vertical threat. They still got some players. That's why I'm trying to. You say hold on?
Boom. Ole Miss, they got some ballers, man. But like I said, man, they just don't have the. They're not
the
going to have the depth this year.
I agree
man,
with you.
Just like
no,
you
I
said,
see where you were going with
just
that.
Like you said, G. Willis,
I agree with you.
They are dangerous enough to punch any team in the country on the right field, the right day, the right time. And if Hugh Freeze is clicking,
If Hugh Freeze's play calling is clicking, it's hard to stop them from scoring. It's hard to stop them scoring. Now, their defense haven't stopped anybody in the last 3 years. The defense has just been pretty suspect, man. It's been terrible. It's been terrible. But we all know what Ole Miss can do. We all know what they're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
On the defensive side of the ball, man, this year, they just – man, this is sad. But I can't even name three players on the Ole Miss defensive side of the ball, man. And that's kind of my fault. Maybe I should look into it a little bit more, but no, I shouldn't. You know what? One thing I'm going to do on this show is I'm going to be real. And one thing these cats – one thing my two co-hosts will tell you is if you got the stats, Bonzo know about it. So if you're putting up the numbers and putting in the work, I know who you are, and I know a lot about you, and the world knows a lot about you. So somebody on that Ole Miss defense need to put up some stats if they want a name call. That is. who else? What other teams do you want to know a little bit about, G?
Let's go Georgia, man. Georgia, I think, has got a huge upside this year. I'm kind of skeptical. It's my sponsor. I'm slurring because of my sponsor. I'm skeptical because of the coach. I'm not sold on Kirby Smart as a head coach. I'm definitely sold on him as a assistant, not just an assistant under random guy. It has to be under Nick Saban. He's awesome under that guy. I mean, some people thrive under certain coaches. I'm yet to see. I know he can recruit. That's always been his thing. But on the field, when you're in the pressure cooker, it is definitely different. And it doesn't help you to be a great recruiter when the whistle's blown. So at the end of the day, I'm waiting to see how he fares a complete season with his guys being in play. You know, having a whole year to recruit. You know, I'm talking about an entire 12 calendar year of recruiting because it takes that. It really takes 2 years before you can really get your foot in the door.
You know what?
So I want to see how he turns out.
On the last show. I talked about how Kirby Smart went and hired Arkansas's offensive line coach. And the recruiting is paid off, man.
You got to do more than recruit.
One thing about big
guys. Look at Tennessee.
At Arkansas's line. Look at Arkansas, man. Other than Darren McFadden and the other guy, who was it? What's his name that played next to Darren McFadden? But they haven't had the caliber of Sony Michel and Nick Chubb. So if that offensive line is clicking, then buddy, it's gonna be like they're gonna run that ball down your throat, man. They got the running back to do it, and run blocking, those big bodies. I mean, they're really good at run blocking.
Well, it doesn't take much for Nick Chubb.
They were already good at it.
Yeah, Nick Chubb and Sonny Michel, it doesn't take much to get them loose. So, I mean, my thing is this. They were there last year. Now, they were not 100% healthy. But at the end of the but my thing is this, guys. They were not a threat to me at any time during the year. I mean, they just didn't do their job.
First year.
You didn't watch
the ball.
You didn't watch the ball.
The line, that line, I mean, they made a lot of adjustments to the offensive line. Their offensive line was horrible.
Offensive line was horrible. But, you know, Nick Chubb was not 100%. I agree with the dumbasses in the room with me telling me that Nick Chubb is the greatest. But Nick Chubb was not great last year. I mean, he just wasn't. He wasn't. I mean, it showed. But they had a brand new freshman quarterback straight out of high school. I mean, they got a lot of cobwebs. But again, this is the year. This is really the year. You got Calvin Ridley's brother. And I hate to say it. Because I never said Calvin Ridley when we talked about Calvin Ridley. But I said Calvin Ridley's brother. Just to disrespect the guy. We got his brother playing for the guys. And they got other receivers. I mean, they got a lot of talent all over the field. So if they don't do it, I think they should fire the guy. They should fire him at the end of the season. I know it's just 2 years, but if he can't do it, what he got now, he got to go.
Wow. 2 years, man?
Piss on him.
You ain't fired your coach in 2 years.
If I had any pool, he would have been gone a long time ago.
And he digressed.
I started that bus up years ago. Guys like Bonzo that keep him there. Oh, we don't have the money to get let him go. And Bonzo, the system is just not working. We don't have the right guy in place. We need a good quarterback to fit his system. Dude, if you're a good coach, I can coach one of y'all to run his system. It shouldn't matter. And that's what Nick Saban does. It doesn't matter who his quarterback is. It doesn't matter who Nick Saban's quarterback is. They win no matter what.
You are. We got to call a timeout. It's time to acknowledge the elephant in the room. Hey, G. Willis. You know, almost converted to a Bama fan tonight. Hey, Billy, send him one of them 3013 T-shirts, Alabama T-shirts you have over there.
I haven't mentioned Alabama at all. We just talking sports.
But he definitely got a T-shirt on right now, guaranteed.
No, I'm in lime green right now.
Well,
I'm on my man.
Another
he got
topic,
an Alabama
man.
Tank top today. It's
because
got a tank top.
I can name at least four coaches in the SEC who may not have a job next year. I mean, there's some pretty big programs, and we just gonna go ahead and get everybody else and start talking about coaching placement. Hugh Freeze, Gus Malzahn,
Belima,
Butch Jones,
and Butch Davis.
No, Belima's not going anywhere, man. Belima's not going anywhere. But we're going to have to talk about Texas A&M.
I was going to say, you better not forget about Sumlin.
That's right, Sumlin, baby. Sumlin, man. So those are four big-time jobs, four really big-time jobs, man. So I can't think of four coaches right now in college football that would take those that would be pursued for that caliber of a job.
Hey, if I fade,
I can't think of four.
I'm sorry, y'all, if I fade in and out because I'm FaceTiming my son from South Korea right now, too.
Okay.
He in South Korea?
Yeah.
So SEC mixtape is in South Korea. We just went to another country.
I'm sorry, but
We're nationwide.
I'll speak to him when I get.
No problem. That's no problem. Do your thing. But what I'm saying, man, is, you know, those are some pretty big jobs. We're talking about Tennessee, Auburn, Texas A&M, and Ole Miss. Those are some big jobs.
I got to throw
Arkansas. How would you rank them? Rank them from top to bottom. How would you rank those jobs, G. Willie? If you were the head coach, if you were the coach next. One coach, Brent Venables. Brent Venables, Clemson's defensive coordinator, he will take one of those jobs next year. Next year, Brent Venables will be a head coach in the SEC. Y'all heard it here first on SEC Mixtape. But go ahead, G. Rank them.
I don't know any high coaches other than, like, a Clemson assistant. I mean, you would have to say because they've been in the mix there,
about,
you know,
rank,
the past 2 years.
Rank the team. Rank those jobs. If you're a high coach, which one of those jobs do you take?
Rank
the job.
Auburn is number one. That's the number one job. Saban might leave Alabama and come to Auburn next year. We never know. I mean, it might happen tonight. I mean, if I was him, I would.
Your orange slip is showing. But I'll say
I'm joking. Tennessee is a hot Tennessee has lost its. Now, see, you're a little bit older, so I'm gonna give you a pass on that one. But in the past 10 years, Tennessee is not what it used to be. It should be a little bit more lax than an Alabama or an Auburn job. But Tennessee is a pretty big job, but it's not what it used to be. And they've just lost it. They lost their steam. When the last time Tennessee,
well, you could have said the same thing about Alabama before Nick Saban went back. You could have said the same thing about Alabama before Nick Saban went back.
That's I see your point, but Alabama didn't need much to get back on top. Alabama got, I mean, Tennessee got, what's the guy's name that just left Alabama? And they did nothing with him.
Kamari.
Freshwater.
Running
freshwater.
Back.
Freshwater. Coach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. Tennessee, with the right coach, man, one thing that's happening right now, Tennessee is loaded with talent. Tennessee is loaded with talent,
and
they're in the SEC.
Tennessee
SEC.
Hadn't had
they're
talent like
the
they have
East.
Now. They did not have that talent 10 years ago. Once, what's the guy's name? T. Martin.
Fulmer.
They've been declining since then. They've been declining since T. Martin. They had the kid who he had a bunch of brothers. What was his name? It was like four of them. They all were quarterbacks. I can't remember his name. No, they all played like D1. But I'm saying they haven't been good since then. Yeah, I mean, they've been terrible. I'm not talking about Peyton Manning. I'm talking about the other kid.
You're talking about Ainge.
They all had blonde. Who?
Oh, you're not talking about Ainge. I know who you're talking about, man. You're talking about the Clausens.
Were they
the Clausen brothers? Yeah, the Clausens.
It was some Clausens and
Clausen
it was a couple
brothers,
more
man.
Fred, they haven't been good since then. I mean, they've been terrible. They haven't been getting the recruits. They're just not what Tennessee once was. They're just not there.
Yeah,
they have all of the talent. They're recruiting. They don't have a coach. Now, can you say the same thing?
They don't have the talent. They don't have the talent, man. You got 19 guys that have left that program in the last 4 years.
Well, that's definitely true.
So just as, and I ain't talking about seniors. I'm talking about transfers leaving the program.
Because they saw it. They said everything I've been saying on the show for the past year. They see it. You cannot be a football player and sit down there with a recruiter all year. That guy's just a recruiter and a fundraiser, apparently. Because apparently he's paying the boosters to keep him there. That's the only reason he's there. He's doing something. Chris Davis should have fired him a year ago.
Something
on your mind?
He's definitely gone.
Who, Jones?
Yeah, that's the one
Jones.
I can really say he's gone.
Did he just get the number one recruit?
I agree.
Who got the number one recruit this year? Was it not Tennessee?
Yeah, they did.
No.
They've been recruiting well. They haven't had a problem recruiting.
No.
That offensive lineman, was he not number one recruit?
He was.
Yeah, he was.
I thought so.
But their class was atrocious this year.
Who, Tennessee?
Okay.
I think Tennessee may have been in the top 10, buddy.
What were they ranked by, though?
I don't know.
How can you be atrocious when you got the number one recruit? How can they be atrocious with the number one recruit in the world?
Houston had the number one, one of the number one recruits last year. Played defensive tackle that beat Louisville in that game, and he single-handedly beat them by himself, a defensive tackle. Only five-star recruit ever in history go to Houston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see. Tennessee, I'm checking it out now. But I don't know, man. Tennessee, man, they are, if the right coaches at Tennessee, Tennessee is just as big a program as anyone's, man. They have a humongous fan base. And they just fell off, man. They fell off. I want to talk about Texas A&M, man. I got to talk about Texas A&M. Because
that's the next one on the hot seat.
How many players you know on the team?
Man, Texas A&M really lost. They lost a lot. They lost a lot, and they didn't have a
lot. They lost 19 quarterbacks.
Yeah, and that's something that's crazy, man. You remember Kyler Murray transferred to Oklahoma from Texas A&M, and I always thought I liked that kid a lot, man. Well, I liked his game a lot. Evidently, he's kind of a crybaby. However, it's crazy how he has to sit behind someone else again this year. You know, that was the whole – that was his reason for supposedly leaving Texas A&M, was that he didn't want to sit behind a quarterback. You know, they were recruiting other quarterbacks and all that stuff. Now he's over there, and it just didn't work out for him. Yeah, but Tennessee's recruiting class, I just pulled it up. They were ranked number 7. Nope, their national rank was number 17, and their SEC rank was number 7. So – they were number 17 in the country and ranked number 7 in the SEC. But that's pretty good, man. They had some monsters, too. They had some pretty – they had a 5-star and a few – wheels. They had a – man, good grief. Yeah, they got some – man, they got some fire. I didn't realize that Will Ignatz, the guy from New Market, Alabama, I didn't realize he signed for Tennessee. He was a heavy out. Was he to Alabama committed one time? Okay. I think he was. If not, he was an Alabama lean. So that shows right there. Tennessee has just – they're pulling players out of Alabama again.
Yeah, no doubt.
Who ordering tacos?
What?
Which one of y'all ordering tacos, man? That's how I get the drive through window. You just order tacos with no shell. So, man, why you order taco with no shell?
Just you got to put your hand out the window and just do a fist. That's the universal sign for no shell.
Nah, man, but Tennessee should. If Tennessee doesn't finish at least second in the SEC East this year, I got to agree with Billy. It's a wrap for Butch Jones. If Auburn doesn't beat Alabama nor Georgia this year, it's a wrap for Gus Malzahn. If I think Texas A&M, unless they come out and actually just really, they at least come in second in the SEC West. I think Sumlin may be gone. And Ole Miss, I just think the NCAA is going to come tell them, hey, look, Hugh Freeze can't coach for at least a year. I think they're going to put that penalty on them sometime within the season. So that's going to be 4 jobs. I think, like I said, Brent Venables will be good. I think he's Brent Venables, Clemson's defensive coordinator, will be coaching in the SEC. He'll be a head coach in the SEC this year, next year.
Maybe
a good story
Kentucky
is going to be Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin is going to try to throw his name in one of those hats. He's going to try. But I don't think – I can't see either one of those schools hiring Lane Kiffin. I just don't see it. I don't see it. But Lane Kiffin will try to get back in the SEC next year. He will take if it's a job.
I don't believe that.
You don't think he'll try to come back?
I don't believe that. Nah, not next year.
So you don't think Lane Kiffin will put out bait to try to come back to the SEC?
Who will hire?
We're talking about Lane Kiffin.
I mean, nobody will hire. No one will hire him.
That's
this
what I just
year.
Said.
Why do you think it's gonna happen next year?
I said no one would hire him, but I said he's going to try to put his name in the hat whenever all those openings come about.
Billy, say something, man. Is he gone right now? He's gone. So, all right, I'll let you live tonight, bro. Go ahead.
let me live, man. So you don't think Lane Kiffin is going to try to take a job in the SEC?
Not next year, no. Nah, I don't believe in that next year at all.
We'll revisit that next year when there's about five openings in the SEC. Lane Kiffin is going to put something out.
So he's
going to
pull a Tommy Tuberville.
He's going to tweet something.
Now you realize
he's going to tweet something.
This is what killed Tommy Tuberville at Auburn is because he kept throwing his name in the hat every year. Is why they finally got rid of his ass. Every year his agent threw his name in the hat. I think that's the biggest mistake he ever made. His agent got him. I'm my sponsor about to get me fired tonight. But and Lane Kiffin, I mean not Lane Kiffin. I'm sorry. Tommy Tuberville's agent got him messed up. I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have nine more minutes on the show. So we're gonna do what we like to do at the end of the show is just do kind of a little wrap up of everything that's been currently going on, man. You know, we normally don't go political. We don't go political, but, you know, I read a funny tweet today, and the tweet said, when is Donald Trump going to pull a Urban Meyer, fake a heart attack, and move to another conference?
Wow.
I thought that was funny. I thought that was pretty funny. So if Donald Trump actually resigns, I'm gonna post that tweet everywhere. That was just funny, man. Everyone knows how bad they roasted Urban Meyer after the little stick incident, man. It was pretty rough. I never joined in because you never know a man's health. I don't know, but the timing was kind of strange. But I'm staying out of that. But I thought that was a funny tweet, so. We'll move on from that right there. Like I said, we spoke about James Harden a little earlier, man. James Harden supposedly pays the guy $20,000 to put the beat down on Moses Malone Jr. And Moses Malone Jr. is actually suing him right now. And since we were talking about James Harden a little bit, I'll go to NBA basketball. What happened?
Can't never prove that.
No, I don't think.
Because it's not a criminal case.
I take my hat off to James Harden. I take my hat off to James Harden. If he did pay somebody to do his dirty work, like I said, if I was a millionaire, I don't think I would be putting these hands on anybody. But I may have a goon squad or two or ten. But since we're talking about James Harden, let's hit the NBA. I think it's obvious that it'll be the Cavs and the Golden State Warriors playing for it all. I mean, we could talk about the Boston game. I love to see Isaiah Thomas play, but let's be honest, the Celtics just don't have the firepower to compete with the Cavs. They do not have it, not in a series.
Not at all.
LeBron James is playing the best playoffs of his life right now. I know a lot of people don't like LeBron James, and everyone compares him to Jordan, and say that's all. I see that a lot on Twitter and everywhere that LeBron James versus Jordan. But you know, I don't even compare the two. I think LeBron James is an incredible basketball player. Michael Jordan was an incredible basketball player. Both of those cats just cold blooded, man. I mean, both of them just good grief, man. LeBron's a monster. LeBron plays in the championship every year. You know, even when he doesn't win, you know, that's the thing. That's everyone's not. You know, he doesn't win the championships every time he goes. He's good enough. He's consistently that good. He's consistently, man, the guy can ball. The guy can ball. You know, you don't have to compare him to Jordan if you don't want to. But you just can't take away from what he has done. And then you have the Warriors, and the Spurs are just, man, after Kawhi Leonard went down, I think everyone knew the verdict of that entire series. It's pretty obvious. I don't think they win a game. I don't think the Spurs win a game.
Oh,
if
Kawhi Leonard comes back, they'll win one just because.
Man, Kawhi, I think it's pretty obvious that he won't be completely healthy. throughout these playoffs. He's fragile right now. He's very fragile. I don't think he's had enough time to heal. So even if he does play when they go back to San Antonio, he's not going to be 100%. And to actually beat the Golden State Warriors, you don't beat the Golden State Warriors at 80%. 70%? Mm-mm. Not even 90%. You have to take everything they give you, man. Now that's one thing, dude, man. That's a cold shooting team. So, and I'll go ahead and make my pick right now. Well, I'm not gonna pick. I'm not yet. I have to wait till the first game. But who do you think wins out of the Cavs and the Warriors, G. Willis?
Oh man, I hate the Cavs because I'm not a LeBron fan. So I'm hoping the Warriors win, man. But you know. That's not my sport.
I thank the Warriors.
I'm hoping that they announce every game how many days until SEC football kicks off.
I'm saying, I watch it all, man. But SEC football is really that's my thing. That's what I love. But man, just watching those cats go out there and ball is pretty exciting.
Steph Curry is a phenom.
Did you guys see? I got to toot my horn from last year. Did you guys see how much money Leonard Fournette signed for today?
No. Well, 12
23 million.
Right. I mean, what?
A $27 million 4-year contract. So, $27 million 4-year contract. With a $17 million signing bonus.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Check it out.
That's less than that $40 million.
That's more. Let's
see. Let's see.
17.
Do we get that 40?
Well,
let's see. Do we get
17?
The 40?
What's
let's
27
get,
plus 17?
Let's see.
17?
Do we get the 40? Huh?
What's 27 plus 17, Billy?
No. That ain't how the contract works, Fonzo.
Look at
rookie
his contract.
Rookie contracts don't work
go,
like that. The total. The
go
total,
look at his contract.
The total over.
Go look at his contract.
Fonzo, don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself.
Look at his contract.
Don't
go,
do that to yourself.
Okay, before you go
mean,
there.
That
I
just
want,
means
I want
he's going
to
be making
contract.
About 240. $17 million of it is guaranteed. That means
no.
that he's going to be making about
no.
$200,000
no.
or $400,000.
No. No, 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 Billy.
Is it
go
a signing
it
bonus or is it guaranteed money?
It's a signing bonus. The $27 million, the $27 million contract that he signed, go check it out. $10 million, I think it's like $12 million of that is actually guaranteed. So go check it out. I mean, it's an impressive contract. That's one thing. That's one reason I mentioned it. You know, is it's kind of new. He signed.
So they did away with the bargaining agreement that you can only because they contract can only allow $25 million for a first round draft pick. Total.
That's why they got the signing bonus, Billy. Check it out.
Okay.
Go check it out.
Okay.
All right, guys. We only have two more minutes left on the show.
So that means they can throw away the agreement because I can demand $60 million signing bonus.
Go read how much Leonard Fournette's contract is. And we'll
I'm going to have to look at that. I really am.
Looks like, guys, SEC fans, SEC mixed tape fans, we will have a call after this goes off tonight because we got to end this tonight. Because obviously somebody lying. It's either Billy. Abonzo, we taking bets. Who lying? Who you got your money on, SEC fans?
I'm going to be right.
Hit us up on Twitter to find out who's a liar. Somebody
I'm going
to
be right. And I'm going to be right. But that's all the time we have. SEC mixtape, we'll see y'all on Monday. We out.
Monday.
Y'all have a
good
day.
Peace.